The crisp air of October is upon us, the rustle of fallen leaves, and the perfect excuse to gather around the campfire for some spine-tingling ghost stories. Whether you're a kid or just a kid at heart, we all love a good campfire tale to keep us on the edge of our seats, and after all, Halloween is all about a little fright, right? While spooky stories for Halloween are the classic backdrop that may lead to sleepless nights, have no fear, we've found some fun stories that are the perfect blend of spook, but no horror. The Legend of the Phantom Hitchhiker. A chilling, ghostly urban myth, a true modern legend. Almost everyone has heard some variant of it as a campfire tale. The story goes like this. Many years ago, a young woman was waiting by the side of the road trying to get home. Sadly, she met an untimely end in a tragic accident. Now, her ghostly apparition appears along that very same road, hitchhiking to her destination, but she never quite gets there. The eerie part? Many drivers have picked her up, only for her to vanish before their eyes, leaving nothing but a cold spot in the seat. So, if you ever see a mysterious hitchhiker while on a spooky drive, be cautious. It could be the phantom hitchhiker looking for a ride on Halloween night. Huggin' Molly. Generations of children have listened wide-eyed to the story of Huggin' Molly, a classic campfire tale that has us waiting to hear more in anticipation. Set deep in the heart of Abbeville, Alabama, there is a legend that chills folks to the bone. It's about a ghostly lady known as Huggin' Molly. She's said to roam the streets at night, lurking in the shadows, waiting for unsuspecting children. When she finds one, she gives them a big bone-crushing hug. But don't fret, you see, Huggin' Molly's intentions aren't entirely wicked. She's more of a protective spirit. She wants to make sure children get home safely before dark. So, if you ever find yourself out after dark, keep a close eye out for Huggin' Molly and avoid her chilly embrace. The Crying Lady in the Dakota. You're cozied up by the campfire. The flames are casting eerie shadows on the trees around you, and the stars are sparkling like diamonds in the sky. It's the perfect time to hear the legend of the Crying Lady in the Dakota. Since its opening in 1884, the Dakota Apartment Building has been home to many famous residents of New York City. The apartment is well known for its grandeur, but it's also known for stories that lurk inside the building, namely a ghostly guest who never left the premises. A long time ago, a lady named Mary lived in the Dakota. She was a beautiful and elegant lady but had a tragic life. One cold winter night, she vanished without a trace, leaving her family in despair. Some say she was heartbroken, while others believe something more frightening happened. When the moon is full and the air is frosty, people claim they still hear her crying voice lurking in the hallways of the Dakota. Legend has it that she's searching for something she lost, perhaps her lost love or her missing family. So, if you ever find yourself exploring New York City, beware of the legendary Dakota and the lady who prowls within its halls. The Bell Witch. As the campfire crackles and the embers dance in the night, this ghostly tale will send shivers down all our spines. The Bell Witch is set deep in the Tennessee woods, in a quaint little farmhouse, where the Bell family once lived a peaceful and secluded life. That was shattered when strange and terrifying things began happening. Beds shook, dishes flew, and eerie voices echoed through the house. The Bell family was convinced they were being haunted by a vengeful spirit known as the Bell Witch. Legend has it that the Bell Witch tormented the family for years, with the father, John Bell, suffering the most. The witch's spiteful pranks escalated until they eventually led to John's untimely death by poisoning. To this day, the Bell Witch's identity remains a mystery. Perhaps it is the ghost of the vengeful neighbor, Kate Batts. Nobody will ever know the truth behind their despair. The haunting of Whispering Willow Manor. Deep in the heart of the misty woods, there stands a grand old mansion, known to all as Whispering Willow Manor. Its windows are cracked, and the paint has long faded, but the stories that surround it are fresher than ever. The manor is said to be haunted by the ghost of Lady Eleanor, a kind-hearted elderly lady who met a tragic fate. Legend has it that she was unjustly accused of a terrible crime and sentenced to a life of misery within the mansion's gloomy walls. Ever since, her ghost roams the hallways, leaving behind the faint scent of roses and a mournful tune that carries through the night. You can almost hear the echoing footsteps of Lady Eleanor as she searches for justice and a way to clear her name. Be aware that those who dare to enter Whispering Willow Manor may find themselves in a chilling encounter with the lady herself. As the night deepens, the stars twinkle and the flickering flames cast eerie shadows around the campfire, let your imagination run wild. Just remember, these ghost stories are all in good fun, meant to add a delightful shiver to your night and make your camping trip a little more thrilling this Halloween. Don't be too afraid of the things that go bump in the night. Enjoy! For more classic campfire ghost stories, written by some of history's most renowned storytellers, be sure to check out Roald Dahl's Book of Ghost Stories, Edgar Allan Poe's Classic Tales of Horror, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Stephen King's The Shining. This story was made possible by our community partners program. Thank you High River Autoplex and RV for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.